Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, the CEO of R&R Partners, Billy Vassiliadis, is here. Plus on the Power Pundit panel, Helen Foley, Russell Rowe, and Wes Allen. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
So, who do you use for workers' comp?
Pro Group Management.
Yeah, I've heard of them. They help to grow your trucking business?
You bet. Employee background checks, safety training. My claims even went down.
Sounds great, but expensive.
Well, they saved me 25% and my rates haven't gone up in, about 10 years.
So do they work with builders?
Sure do.
That works for me.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
How will new energy technology make our lives better? Will geothermal, wind, and solar energy be a bigger part of our future? Yes. And soon it will all be in our backyard. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
Amanda had $3,000 until her transmission went. Rick had $4,000 before his engine died. Sue has no money and her onboard computer broke. No one likes putting money into their car for repairs. Get Auto Assure and be assured you won't have to. With Auto Assure, you never have to put money into expensive covered repairs. You keep it. It's guaranteed protection. You can keep your mechanic, your dealer. Auto Assure pays them directly. You choose the coverage you need on any make or any model car, and you don't lay out a penny. Not for a fuel injection system, air conditioning, suspension system, or anything else. We all want to keep our cars longer. The choice is yours. Do you want to pay for expensive auto repairs, or let Auto Assure pay them for you? Call right now and get a bonus package worth $100 that includes roadside assistance, towing, and rental car coverage for peace of mind.
Call Auto Assure at 1-800-224-7616 right now and stop putting money into auto repairs. Go to AutoAssure.com or call 1-800-224-7616.
The Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, safe ride home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after-prom and graduation parties, safe boating campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are always pleased to welcome to this program Billy Vassiliadis. He is the CEO of an R&R Partners. Pleasure to have you back on the program,
sir. Thank you, Sam. I love being here.
Let's jump right in. The Republican debates, your thoughts so far?
It's been remarkable. I mean, it's been better than Saturday Night Live. I guess the most remarkable thing is the fact that they keep looking for somebody other than who should have been their front runner, Mitt Romney. The bouncing up and down from number one to number two to number three of Governor Romney, and now Gingrich seems to be leading the field for a while, and I think that's going to probably change too. It's been it's from a political scientist standpoint, watching the Republican primary has been fascinating, because I think we're also watching the evolution or devolution of the Republican Party.
Interesting point there. It's kind of like we're looking at something that's gladiatorial, because you have so many of these, and the audience is there. I mean, the audience is growing on television, which is stunning.
I think social media has driven a lot of that. I mean, I really think that there is so much communication going out from both from the campaigns, the RNC, all of them, DNC, everybody is communicating so much now with voters on such a frequent basis that it's elevated everybody's attention. It's a high-stakes year, obviously. And there's also, it's great television. I mean, Herman Cain and Michelle Bachman and Romney betting Perry $100,000 or whatever it was, and Perry's oops moments and forgetting the voting age is 18. And I mean, it's been sensational television.
And it's going to be interesting as we progress here. To continue to see this anyone but Mitt philosophy.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I mean, I asked a friend of mine who's a very smart Republican today, and who's been around politics for a long time, in national politics. So what is it? And he said, well, part of it is kind of the East Coast establishment thing. Part of it is the not sure maybe he truly is the, you know, wishy-washy, maybe he is a liberal, maybe he does go back and forth. The sort of looks to establishment, acts to establishment in a year where, yeah, I think voters are looking maybe for a little more shake 'em up kind of thing. It probably explains why Perry jumped off to a start before they figured out who he was. You know, Cain jumped out before he had his issues, and now it's Newt. So I think the fact that the Republican voters are unsettled is manifesting itself in their primary.
Do you think it was a mistake for the Republicans in Nevada to push back and be fifth instead of, you know, third?
You know, Sam, I don't know. I mean, that's a decision that the governor and the Republican Party made. We like being early.
It just seemed like we lost a lot of attention because of that. Governor List argued with me, but...
And I respect Governor List. I guess here's what I would say. If the first four primaries really create a strong direction for whether it's Speaker Gingrich or Governor Romney or whomever, then I think we'll be an afterthought. If they come out of there somehow 2-2, 2-1-1-1, and it continues to be fractured, then I think the attention will be here. It all depends on what happens in those first in the early going.
What do you think the chances are, Ron Paul, third party candidate? And what would it do?
Well, Jesus, today I heard Donald Trump may be a third-party candidate. Where I wish,
please,
I wish your colleagues would quit giving this man so much airtime.
Trump is running to be a successful TV personality.
Yeah. I could see Ron Paul running as a third-party candidate. Would he be successful? I think it's very hard to be a successful third-party candidate.
But could he get enough of the vote to hurt the Republican nominee?
Yes, absolutely could.
All right, let's talk about the president. Did you see him on 60 Minutes this past weekend?
I did.
What did you think?
Looks tired. I think that he is trying to sort of refocus the discussion into his sweet spot. I think.
What do you consider his sweet spot?
The contrast between what he's been trying to do and the Just Say No Republican House has been doing. The fact that things like the payroll tax cut, jobs bills, programs that most Americans would understand and think we need are being blocked by an old-fashioned pro-gridlock Republican Congress.
Steve Kroft really took a lot of tough shots at him, and he seemed to have a great deal of difficulty coming back with things that made a lot of sense.
I think that the taking shots, and Steve Kroft did do it, was very aggressive. The president wanted the job. He needs to prepare for Steve Kroft, right. I think part of the challenge for the president is that the issue, it's easy to have a five-word question that sounds very tough. The issues have become increasingly more complicated and more difficult. There isn't a snap answer. And I think the president probably needs to get back into campaign mode rather than law professor mode. He tries to explain too much, I think. And he tries to lay out the complexities of an issue too much. He's clearly not in campaign mode yet. He's still in president mode. And I think he's got to start changing that.
All right, let's take a break. More with Billy V when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Get in the holiday race for cash this November at the Carson Valley Inn. Win up to $20,000 in cash every week. It's your place to play and win. The holiday race for cash, only at the Carson Valley Inn.
Are you tired of check cashing fees? Bounce checks and overdraft fees driving you crazy? Introducing the AccountNow prepaid Visa card. AccountNow provides the perfect alternative to a checking account without the hassles and hidden overdraft or bounce check fees.
Before I found AccountNow, payday was a major hassle.
With AccountNow, I don't have to worry about overdraft fees.
With 100% approval and no credit check, call AccountNow today.
Call 1-800-794-3971.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Hello, I'm Lance Gilman. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. Prosperity for Nevada. We are TRI.
Get in the holiday race for cash this November at the Carson Valley Inn. Win up to $20,000 in cash every week. It's your place to play and win. The holiday race for cash, only at the Carson Valley Inn.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Billy Vasiliadis, the CEO of R&R Partners. Are you still an advisor to the Obama campaign?
I support the president very strongly.
Let's talk about, the reality is that everything depends on the economy, no? Mm-hmm. That if the economy is not seen as positively coming back strongly, it can't be a little bit, it's got to be strong. He's sunk.
Not necessarily. I mean, as a rule of thumb, I'd say you're probably right. But again, and I'm going to harken back to the interview you and I had about a year and a half ago on Harry Reid. It's not a referendum on Barack Obama. At some point, there's another candidate. There's going to be a choice. And I'm feeling very comfortable that whatever the choice is, Barack Obama's going to come out on top, number one. Number two, I do think we're seeing improvement in the economy. The unemployment rate last month drop for the lowest since he got in office. As the president himself said, we can't blame George W. Bush, and I'm not going to sit here and blame George W. Bush. But bad economies are a function of long-time trends. Good economies are the functions of long-time trends, and this one's going to be probably a longer-time trend than most to get back to what the economists would say we're recovered. But I think most economists are, in fact, today there was a forum at UNLV for a couple of Nevada economists. Most economists are saying that the economy is in recovery, is improving. I think there's a lot of confidence in the White House that by the time we get into midsummer, fall next year, there'll be many positive signs for the economy. And so I do think the president will benefit from having been through the worst of it.
Do you think that Obamacare is going to hurt him? And especially with the Supreme Court holding hearings on this in the middle of the campaign season?
I think Obamacare has become a slogan that hurts. I mean, I think it's become almost a symbol of big government and government intrusion, et cetera, et cetera.
It is. I'm not saying that positively or negatively, but Social Security, Medicare, right. Medicaid,
Right. I think what's important is that we get back to, the president gets back to articulating what Obamacare is. And it's taking care of kids while they're still in college. Anybody disagree with that? It's not getting kicked off of an insurance policy because you got sick. That's why you have it, right? It's not getting coverage because of pre-existing conditions. We're sitting here at UMC, for example, University Medical Center, losing $100-some million. Biggest challenge is all the uninsured and the uninsurable, and so many people that are coming through those doors that there is no way to get any money from them. So the taxpayers are footing $110 million. At some point, if someone the president has to go out and articulate that. Someone is going to pay for that medical care. It's not being given for free. We need to find a way to ensure people, number one. Number two, to provide humane care to those that need it. Two things that we haven't been doing in this country. And I think if you can go out there in those simple terms, explain what Obamacare is, I think you'll do just fine on it.
But on the other side of the coin, you're seeing things, for example, in Northern Nevada, where we had two major cardiology groups. They were both purchased by the regional hospital. And so the cost, in a story in the Reno Gazette Journal, investigative piece, that they're charging four times as much now for some of the procedures they're doing. And this was a defensive mechanism on the part of the doctors because of what was coming down the pike.
Listen, I think, Sam, one of the things is in the last year, I've seen very many people make different decisions that they otherwise wanted to make that, in order to get out of the public scrutiny or public heat, blamed it on Obamacare. So I don't know if I buy that. I mean, I think there's been a lot of consolidation of health care prior to Obamacare. If you look at what, you know, and this, I'm not being critical. I admire them. But you look at what Renown's done in the past with gathering large groups of docs and then the HMO that they provide, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There's been a health consolidation going on in Northern Nevada for a long time. And so I think Obamacare became an easy sort of, it's because of that.
Well, and certainly when you talk to people in the medical profession, they are very concerned about this. But I also agree with you that there hasn't been a strong articulation of the benefits of Obamacare and also all the things that will kick in 2014. But they're not going to help in 2012.
Right. I agree. I think timing is tough. But I will tell you, Harry Reid did a pretty good job of defending it in his campaign and explaining it. And I think probably one of those times the White House could learn something from Harry Reid yet again.
All right. Let's change topics here. And we'll get into this. But we may have to do it in our next show because okay. I'm going to keep over for another show. The Dean Heller Shelley Berkeley race.
See previous discussion. I think that race is going to be close either way. I think that the economy, how the president's doing, is going to be probably the determining factor. If, you know, there won't be a 2008 again, but might it be 2006, which was a very strong off presidential year, but a pretty strong Democrat year. That's going to determine the outcome of that race. I think the two will fight it out pretty closely. They'll stay pretty close through the election. I think that election will be decided in the last 3 weeks by who goes to the polls.
All right, let's take a break. We're going to hold you over to our next show, and then we'll continue this conversation because there's lots more to come. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Honey, I just finished the gift list.
Honey, these are the bills. This is the list.
You took my mom off the list.
It's holiday time at the Joneses.
Who are you?
No money for presents.
How'd you get in here?
Not even enough to buy a fruitcake.
Look at those pants.
Look at that sweater. What the Joneses don't know is that using your vehicle title, Lighthouse Financial can lend you up to $25,000 in 20 minutes with no credit check. How's that for a happy holiday?
Call or visit Lighthouse Financial, 800-813-CASH.com and drive away with cash today.
The going out of business sale at Robin's House of Furniture and Carpet One Floor and Home is down to the final days. And there is simply too much furniture and too little time. Orders are to sell it all and sell it fast, regardless of cost or loss. Furniture of breathtaking beauty and quality liquidated at a sacrifice. There is no turning back. Robin's will go out of business in a matter of days, and everything must be sold. It's a rush to the finish line, but we already know who wins. You. After 36 years, these are the final going out of business days at Robin's House of Furniture and Carpet One Floor and Home.
Tough choice. Those no-line bifocals say try to spot a typo. I dare you. They say, oh, hey, Dan, eat a big fat slice of humble pie chart. I'm gonna be your boss someday. Let's rumble.
Find your look with iMaster's selection, service, and prices. During our designer frame clearance, get two complete pairs just $99, including no-line bifocals and hundreds of designer frames. iMaster's.
That worked.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Russell Rowe is here with the Capital Company. Helen Foley is a partner with Fess Foley Warren. And West Allen joins us for the first time. Pleasure to have you here, partner with Lewis and Rocha.
Thank you.
The law firm. So let's start out with talking about the United States Senate race between Dean Heller and Shelley Berkley. Your thoughts on where that is right now and just how ugly is this going to get?
Are you asking Helen, Sam? Or are you asking me first?
I'm looking right at you.
Yes, you are. You know, it unfortunately has the potential to get quite ugly, I think. It's going to be a tough race, as we all know. Presidential politics are going to play a big role in that. The machine that was in place for the Democrats in 2008 is getting geared up. But I think the Republicans in this state, the state party, going down to local offices as well, is much more structured 4 years later, and much more aggressive. And I think that's going to help Dean Heller a lot.
Well, and also, you know, you look at the example of Governor Sandoval. He did not have a Republican machine in place, and yet he won comfortably. So I think it may be, in some cases, as much the candidate as otherwise. There have been some complaints that Dean Heller has not been out there as much as he should have been. Here in Southern Nevada, do you see a lot of Dean Heller?
We've never seen Dean Heller in Southern Nevada. He has been a Northern representative, and so people in Southern Nevada don't know Dean Heller. So I look forward to having him come around a little bit. You asked about whether or not the race was going to get ugly. Every race in politics now seems to get ugly, unfortunately, and this will be one of the ugliest in the country.
You know, as you look at the amount of money that's going to be coming into this country as well as this state, the third party money that will be coming in, we saw a lot of it a year or so ago. It's going to be even worse in 2012, do you not think?
Yeah, I agree. We saw that for the first time in our last election. We saw the entire nation interested in what the Senate was going to come down to here in Las Vegas in particular. I think we'll see that again. There's a great battle going on for the United States Senate. I think one of those battlegrounds is here in Nevada. Dean Heller is now the senator, and I think a lot of people do know him and what he stands for. And of course, people know Shelley Berkley, so there'll be a lot of money poured into Las Vegas and to Northern Nevada. And those candidates are going to have to fight hard. They're going to have to prove
It's going
themselves.
To be interesting, too, because these third parties are going to have the opportunity to set a whole different tone for the race than even necessarily the candidates want themselves.
Yeah, a lot of that's usually out of their control. They often,
By
I think,
law.
I think a lot of local candidates, we think of them local as Nevada, they are somewhat dictated to the kind of people they're supposed to be sometimes. And I think the best candidates will shine. They'll show what they are really like and what they're about. They'll show what they believe in. And Nevadans are always independent, and they'll know who they want to choose as their next senator.
We hope. John Oseguera, Joe Heck, how do you see that race?
Well, you know, I actually live in that district, so I have a bit of personal knowledge of how folks vote in that district. It's been a district that's been changing demographically from a Republican district to a slightly majority Democratic seat. But there's a very strong independent streak, wouldn't say significant, but a good percentage of the registration is either independent, nonpartisan, and so on. And folks don't tend to vote party lines in that seat. So I think the national politics, the economy, is going to play a significant role.
And that's interesting. That seems to be the thread through all of this, is that as goes the presidency, necessarily goes the candidates.
Well, and a lot of people were very passionate about voting last time. The Hispanics really weighed in heavily. And it's not a question of whether or not they're going to vote Republican this time, because I don't think Latinos will vote Republican. But I think it'll be a question of whether or not they get out and vote at all. And that will make the difference, whether or not Obama will win, but also several of the other Democratic races.
Okay, let's talk about Dina Titus and Ruben Kiwan. Your thoughts about that, and obviously we're talking about a primary here, a primary that Senator Reid does not want.
It'll be a tough primary. Most people in Las Vegas do know Dina Titus well. They know what she stands for. They may be less familiar with her opponent, although he'll have a strong following, especially as we mentioned the Latino community. I think, maybe I disagree a little bit, I think we sometimes take certain communities and put them in a category and say they're going to vote this way. I tend to disagree. I think everyone in any community is a citizen that makes their own independent decision. I think they look at the candidates, and especially for those two in that primary, they'll have a tough decision.
You know, and it's interesting, you raise a very good point. The former editor of Vegas Inc. magazine wrote a terrific article a couple of months back about the fact that one shouldn't look at the Hispanic community as homogenous, that you should ask people, which country do you come from, which village do you come from, because you're going to get a ton of different answers. A Mexican is not going to have the same response as a Cuban, correct?
I agree with that, but there are some basic issues like the DREAM Act and other immigration issues that are just a line in the sand. And if some Republicans have not supported those issues and other Democrats have, they will go with the Democrat. But everybody is concerned about the economy. Maybe some were more concerned about religious issues in the past. When Bush was president, maybe you could talk about gay issues and other religion, prayer in school, other things. Those things have taken a back seat now. It's the economy right now that matters.
And what does that mean for the president? If the economy is where it is right now or just slightly improved, does that mean his demise?
Well, I think the economy, obviously, as I said earlier, is going to play a significant role. The likelihood, in my opinion, is we're going to see slight improvement in the economy, and that's only going to help the president. And obviously, the opponents, as it looks like they're shaping up, that's not going to necessarily help them to be able to attack the president on his performance over the last 4 years if people are beginning to believe that their future, and particularly their immediate future, is going to be better than the last 2-3 years.
All right, and that's where we've got to leave it. We're going to hold you over to our next show, so stick around. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Right now at Ennis, treat yourself through Christmas Eve to 50% off any one Drexel or Thomasville item with payment in full. Choose from bedroom, living, or dining room. Why not enjoy a gift for yourself with savings of 50% off? That includes custom order and in stock. Imagine 50% off one item just for you and just in time for Christmas. Hurry in. Offer ends Christmas Eve at your Reno Ennis Fine Furniture Showroom.
Ennis Fine Furniture.
Get your paddle back. Get your swing back. Get your throw back. Get your life back.
I'm Dr. Brian Hansen. At ProSpinal, we specialize in a revolutionary, highly successful treatment known as non-surgical spinal decompression. If you or someone you know is suffering with chronic or severe back pain and would really like to get their life back, call me today at ProSpinal, 336-3472.
Happy holidays, Northern Nevada. I'm Ken Ferguson from Ferguson Farms.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
We know times are tough, so we are adjusting prices even lower. Here's a beautiful 8-foot silver tip, low priced at $28.88, or noble fir at the same price. Here we have a beautiful grand fir, same price, $28.88. We have thousands of freshly cut trees in stock. Come on down and pick up a tree for me and get a picture with Santa.
She doesn't want fancy toys or designer clothes this Christmas. She has no use for plasma TVs or luxury cars. Her name is Bella. And all she wants for Christmas is you. To grant Bella her Christmas wish, visit the Nevada Humane Society and adopt today.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. On the next broadcast, we'll have part two of our interview with Billy Vasiliadis right here. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.